From FloydCountyRecord.com and KFLP, this is On the Record. I'm Alex Driggers, and today our guest is William Lee Martin, who's bringing his show to the Fair Theater in Plainview this weekend. It's titled Return of the Nutcracker, and that's taking place on Friday, December 17th at 8 o'clock in the Fair Theater in Plainview. William, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's I didn't realize I was going to be on the record, so now I felt like I need to set up straight and talk with a clear and distinct voice.
Well, no, we just want you to be yourself on this show. That's all we ask. Let's just dive right in. Tell me about your show that's coming up at the fair on Friday night.
Well, you know, I've been doing stand-up comedy for 25 years. And in December of 2019, I came out with a Christmas special called The Nutcracker. And it was holiday-centric material, but I always wanted to do a Christmas special. And when my agent first told me, he goes, you know, stand-up comics really don't do a Christmas special. I told him, I said, that's exactly why we should do a Christmas special. Because every year people tune into the same movie, you know. It's a Wonderful Life and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Die Hard. Die Hard's definitely a Christmas movie, right? And I said, so every year people could dive into William Lee Martin and the Nutcracker, and I could pay for the five kids that I have. When I started putting together the new live show for this thing, I've been part of Christmas pageants and Christmas shows from, you know, since I was 5 years old in church. Then through, you know, high school band and all those kind of concerts and everything else. And then forever, I've always done something special, tried to anyway, for Christmas. And this year, it's a completely different show in the fact that I finally added all the elements that I wanted to add. So it's going to be some great stand-up comedy. And I have two other outstanding award-winning comics on the show, Steve Gamble and MJ Moody. Plus, I've also added music on there. So we want you to come out and sing along and have fun. And really, I designed the show because my parents, you know, I grew up in the 70s, and they threw these great Christmas parties. You know, everybody in the neighborhood would be there. And I grew up in a little town in Blue Mountain, Texas. And now, you know, you can't tell where Blue Mountain is and Fort Worth begins. But when I was growing up, it was out in the country. And they threw these great parties, you know. So it's going to be kind of like that party, except there won't be smoking in the room and my uncle won't pass out underneath the Christmas tree.
That's a good thing to look forward to. Is this going to be kind of what, you know, your standard stand-up comedy fan might be expecting from a stand-up show? Or is this going to be something that's a little different and a little more innovative?
Yeah, it's really a throwback to the 70s variety show. So if you remember the old Dean Martin Christmas specials and that kind of thing, it's got those elements. You know, it's got multimedia stuff in it that's kind of cool and hip, and features like a cartoon in the beginning, and then I come out and I host the thing. And you know, we talk about just the fact that it's kind of a variety show, but there are elements of stand-up comedy. There's still an hour of stand-up comedy involved in it as well. There's also sketch comedy. There's sing-along parts. And, you know, we've played it now the last two weekends and to sold-out rooms. And it's just really been received really well. And I mean, getting great reviews and everything else. And it's just a lot of fun. And let's face it, after the last couple of years, you know, wouldn't it be nice to put a smile on your face during the holidays? And we have moments though that we also, you know, try to bring it down some a little bit. And like we have a moment where we get the audience to sing Silent Night with us. Cause I really wanted to feel, to put you in the Christmas mood and really have a good time. So you know, we're not going to do politics and we're not going to do all any of that kind of stuff. We're literally going to try to just really bring out that Christmas spirit in you. And then, like I said, after the last couple of years, don't we all need it?
I know I do. And I'm looking forward to getting to see it and take an hour or two just to to get everything else off my mind, for sure. Is this going to be a show that's going to be fun for the whole family, or is this more of an adult affair?
Well, there's not really adult. There's not any adult comedy in it, so there's no cussing and that kind of thing. But we really just tell folks, you know, you might want to just get the kids a babysitter and come out and enjoy that part of the thing by yourselves. You know, it's a great date night. Also, all the companies there in the area, I know in the Plainview and Lubbock and Amarillo area, you know, a lot of companies got hit pretty hard with everything, and you can't really afford a big Christmas party. Well, this would be a good time to get your staff and, you know, come on out and really enjoy that kind of a Christmas party and to save you money on the company party. You know, it really is kind of a fun show. And then next year, you know, during the year, we'll come out and just bring our regular stand-up show back to the chair. But this thing here, it really is interactive. And I really enjoy it because in 25 years, I've never had to make a costume change at all. And we do some of that too. So it gets off the chain a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'll be sure to mention that to the boss here at the radio station. I think that's a great idea. And you mentioned you've played for the last couple of weekends with this show. Where are some of the other stops on your tour that you visited?
Well, we've done sold out in Grapevine, Texas. We sold out in Tyler, Texas. We sold out in Granbury, Texas. And our next stop is Plainview. And then the next night after Plainview will be Waco as well to wrap it up. But we just had so much fun. And if you go to any of my social media stuff, you know, I've always enjoyed Christmas, but I really, really hit heavily on the comedy, both, you know, from everything from, I think we've all seen the commercial where the lady comes out and the guy has two sets of keys to two brand new cars and he hands them the keys to them and everybody, and she's like, oh, I love it. And my wife and I were sitting here and we laughed about it. We ended up doing a video. It went viral on social media on what would really happen if you bought your wife a vehicle without her looking at it at all. And if it's anything like my wife, the first thing she would want to know is, did I get rebates? Did I, you know, what kind of financing did I get? That she knows somebody else. So we did that and it went viral. But we try to do a lot of that kind of fun stuff for the entire Christmas experience.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, and Christmas is just such a special time of the year and a great time to get out and enjoy and get some laughs in as well.
Plainview does a lot on the city to in the streets to try to promote, you know, local businesses and everything else. So it'll be a great way to bring people into downtown as well. So, you know, it supports the whole economy.
So, besides being a stand-up comic, who is William Lee Martin? Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I was born and raised in Blue Mound. I'm a fifth-generation Texan, so my family's actually been in Texas on my dad's side since Mexico was giving away land grants to Anglos to come settle here. So we didn't steal it from anybody, but, you know, we knew a guy. And I have two, I have five children and, my wife and I, I'm from Texas and she's from Oklahoma and my dad still calls this a mixed marriage.
Yeah. I don't think my parents would let me marry a girl from Oklahoma. So,
I met her in a comedy club and 100 years ago, it seems like in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, we've been rolling together ever since. And, you know, our kids range from 36 down to 16, and we're really, truly blessed. And now I've got four grandsons, and I have people tell me all the time, wait till you get a granddaughter. I'm like, hang on there. I got four daughters and one son, so God owed me.
How did you get into comedy? Has it always been something that you've been interested in?
No, I went to college and I was writing advertising out of college and I hated every minute of it. You know, I used to look out my fourth floor window thinking, well, fourth floor is kill me or just break my leg. And it wouldn't be a good break either. You know, it'd be like high up on the leg, you know, where you have to have a body cast and a catheter, you know, so even in my dreams, it wasn't good. And but I kept moving up, and then, you know, I was 29 years old, and we got sold to another company. So 28 employees got him fired on a Monday, right? And it was my grandmother who said, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't know. And she said, well, why don't you go home and look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you happy? You're almost 30 years old, and I never see you smile. And Alex, I like to say I did that, but I didn't. I went home, and I stayed in the fetal position for 5.5 months. Would have been 6, but unemployment ran out in 5.5, brother. True story, the UPS driver comes next door to deliver a package, and I'm supposed to get the package for my neighbor who's out of town. But I go next door to get the neighbor with a different objective. I actually went there to tell him my sad story, right? Because when you're throwing a pity party, everybody's invited. And I told him I was fired, didn't know how I was going to make ends meet, what I was going to do with my life. And he looked at me like, good, that's one less box I bring out here, dude. And dejected, I went home that day, and I looked in the mirror, and I turned off the phone and the television, all the distractions of life. And I got in front of the mirror, and I just asked myself, am I happy? And I knew what the answer was before I asked, but you still have to ask. You have to look in your soul and ask. And I knew the answer was no. And 4 hours later, I called my grandmother, and I said, you know, since I was 5 years old, I wanted to be on stage and television, radio, and print. And she said, go for it. And I said, what if I lose the house? She said, buy you another one. And this from a woman that found out that she had a tumor on her lung about the size of my fist and dying of lung cancer. My very best friend. And so my first time on stage was May 17th, 1996. And we've been going at it ever since. And, you know, and I've been blessed to be able to, you know, tour with George Jones and Brad Paisley and Rascal Flatts as their opening act. And I got to do some dates with George Strait, you know, my hero, and Loretta Lynn. And now we have the 2 specials on Amazon Prime currently running, the Nutcrackers on there, and another special called Standing in the Middle. And I just really have been blessed to really be able to enjoy my career. And now I'm doing songwriting, and I just signed a publishing deal with a outfit out of Nashville called Myriad Publishing. So I write serious songs, and that wouldn't probably happen because of, unless the lockdown happened. So we just really, you know, tried to be out there and talking to folks. And when the pandemic happened, we truly started talking to folks about, not about hoaxes, not about numbers, not about anything that I couldn't control. We just talked about, how to get through life with a smile on your face. And I went from 40,000 followers to 500,000 followers on Facebook and 2 million on TikTok. And, you know, the social media numbers have just come out of talking to the folks through the computer, like I was trying to talk to a friend. And a lot of those talks were really as much for me as anybody, because both the left and the right side of politicians deem me non-essential when this happened. And for anybody out there who was left out in the cold, who was called non-essential, you know how that, you know, that feels, that like your life doesn't matter, you know? So I've kind of taken the approach now that we're going to go for everything with an amazing gusto. To me, the whole thing has been a wake up call.
Yeah, that's incredible. And speaking of being encouraging, I understand you do some charity work as well. You've got a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, we do. And thank you for bringing it up. So about 10 years ago, my wife and I, there was a fan, mom and dad, they're fans of mine, and they wanted me to put my name on a golf tournament for a young lady named Ashley Miller. And Ashley had a rare form of cancer. And so I was happy to go help raise the money. But then I got to know Ashley and her mom and dad and saw what they went through. And then Ashley's cancer went into remission, and they came back with a vengeance, and she lost her battle in June of 2011. And we went over to the prayer vigil, and it was so impactful. You know, I knew I wanted to help and didn't know how. And then one day I just Googled kids with cancer images, kind of opened it up to the universe, and had these big, bright, beautiful faces, beautiful smiles, and bald heads. And in the mirror, I could see my cowboy hat. And that's when it hit me. Well, these kids need cowboy hats. What what 7-year-old wants to wear a wig, but what 7-year-old wouldn't want to wear a cowboy hat? So my wife, Michelle, with one L, she and I started a nonprofit called Cowboys of Care Foundation. And our mission is to provide support, financial support, smiles, and brand new resist all cowboy hats to boys and girls all across the country. And to date, we've given away a little over 10,000 hats, thanks to a lot of great folks, like individual people just supporting what we're doing and the work that Resist All does.
What an incredible cause and an incredible story that is. And I'm sure it's making a difference in lots of kids' lives.
Yeah, now we have a new program. Now we have a new program called Request a Hat. So since we got shut down in the pandemic from going inside the hospitals for now, we have a new program called Request a Hat. So if there's a child that somebody's that's listening that knows a child that has cancer or life-threatening illness that falls under our umbrella, just go to cowboyswhocare.org and fill out the form, and we'll send that child a brand new cowboy hat free of charge, no shipping, no handling. We're not putting you on an email address or anything else. We just want to put a smile on the kid's face.
As we wrap up, we've got just a few minutes left here. Why don't you remind us one more time about the show coming up this weekend, where we can find tickets and that sort of thing, and where we can find you on the internet?
Okay. Well, the show, again, is Friday night. It's at 8 o'clock. Doors at 7 for general admission. The meet and greet is at 6:30. You can get tickets at williamleemartin.com, williamleemartin.com, or you can simply call the Fair Theater and ask them about tickets. The show is a lot of fun. It's a throwback to the 70s variety Christmas shows. It's got comedy. It's got music. It's got a kumbaya moments. And I think it'll really put you in the Christmas mood. And you can find all my social stuff at williamleemartin.com. That's williamleemartin.com. And if you're sitting around the house and you're like, hey, I wonder if he's funny or not, if you've got Amazon Prime, click on that and search William Lee Martin, and there will be two specials you can watch for free right now at your house in your shorts.
Thanks, William. That's William Lee Martin, who's presenting his show Return of the Nutcracker, described as a Christmas stand-up comedy spectacular, on Friday, December 17th at 8 at the Fair Theater in Plainview. William, thanks for joining us again.
Alex, appreciate it. Really do.
And I'm Alex Striggers. This is On the Record.